B-Pod Studios.
Okay.
You're on the air.
We're on the air.
It's about time.
It is a gorgeous Wednesday morning.
This is going to be fun.
Fun?
Fun.
Can he be any more fun? I ask for the answers. Clearly no.
I will see all of you in the fun zone.
Boy, oh boy, I'm glad it's Wednesday.
We've got a show to put on.
You know what time it is?
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Well, yesterday, that turned out to be a great day, didn't it? Sunshine. Okay, let's go to the stats. What was the stat on that, Brian? Yesterday, 76.
That was the second warmest day of the year.
Oh, really?
So far. Yeah.
Wow, it wasn't even that warm.
No.
I mean, that's okay.
The warmest was April 19th. It was 77. That's what Harvey said last night.
It was a beautiful, beautiful day.
Yes, I took
the top down on the convertible. And then I got so totally made fun of by two women who listened to the show. They're like, they pull up next to me. Hey, for somebody who hates the outside, why do you have a convertible? I'm like, I only like it on certain days.
On your terms.
On my terms, exactly. Good news, it was beautiful out. Bad news, there are a lot of bugs now. Do you notice that? Those little no-see-ums that get in your mouth.
How about the pollen started to kick up, too?
Yes, and I had total sneezing fit yesterday.
Did you really?
So.
Okay.
I have a lot of ants in my house right now.
Oh,
it's
the
ant season. Tis the season.
I know. I got to call Burgess today. Reminds me. Thanks. Yeah.
There is a beautiful list. Anybody see the sunset this morning? Beautiful.
You mean the sunrise? The sunrise
comes up in the morning.
Yeah, sunrise.
Well, I guess it depends where you are. I was channeling my Australia self.
Okay.
Yes, the sunrise today.
Sunrise.
Stunning.
Yes. Okay.
Sunrise.
Sunset. Things we have coming up on the program
today.
It's
going to be a fun day.
Okay, what do you got? It's going to be one of those days.
Hey, so you had a lot of birthday presents last night.
I did.
How'd the party go?
It went down quite smoothly.
Okay.
I sat on my porch last night, had a nice couple of drinks, scotch, some bourbon, and I went to bed.
That's a euphemism for passed out.
Not Hank. He's a responsible adult now.
If he passed out, he would have slept on his front porch.
That's right.
Okay, the stuff we got coming up in the program today. What are we doing in the dirty laundry today?
When's Brad Pitt getting back together with Jennifer Aniston? He has something to say about it.
Oh, he does.
Yes, he does. Can you believe it?
Well, wow. Really?
Did you see Jennifer Aniston? She's on a magazine cover, and inside the magazine, she's topless.
Where is this magazine? I need it now.
Yeah, but her hands are probably strategically placed.
They are, but you know what? One can just, you know.
Hey, today's Have a Coke Day.
Oh.
The 133rd birthday of Coca-Cola today. So you're supposed to go out and have a Coke today.
They've been making people fat for 133 years. Yay,
that's
Coke.
That's right. Okay. So we got Winograd in 60 seconds coming up in just about 10 minutes. Hey, the Kentucky Derby winner will not be running in the Preakness.
No, why not?
Well, wait for it.
Okay.
Okay. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, we got Mother's Day coming up. Motherhood, childbirth, and baby names.
Well, you know, I mean, Meghan Markle had her baby.
That's
Amy,
right.
My personal royalty, Amy Schumer, who's the funniest person in the world, had her baby. And she just posted on Instagram a picture of the new baby with his dad, Chris Fisher. Really cute picture. And revealed the baby name. I love baby name reveals. And the baby's name is Jean Attell Fisher. Now, Gene, I don't know where it comes from, but I'm hoping it's Gene Wilder because he's one of the funniest people who ever lived.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
But Attell seems to be from Dave Attell, who is a comedian.
Good friend of hers.
Yes, and they actually, you'll remember him in, if you're not familiar with his work, but you'll remember him in Trainwreck. He was one of her co-stars in Trainwreck.
Yes.
So, also, Amy Schumer, we have a little bit of a dispatch of what was going on in the delivery room. Amy Schumer has always been very honest about things, including what it's like to have a baby.
Shall we?
The day you were born was the best day of my life.
What was it like?
The day you were born, it was amazing.
Okay, only a few more centimeters and you'll be ready, okay?
Oh my God, how much bigger can the hole get?
Oh my God.
Were you scared, Mommy?
Oh, no. I was excited. I had a big smile on my face the whole time. Didn't I?
Oh, yeah. Guys, we're going to have to perform an episiotomy.
No, don't cut my butthole yet!
Were you scared?
Why does it look like that? You're not a man!
No, but daddies don't get scared.
I'm not ready!
You're not a man!
Then what happened?
The nice doctor came in and told us it was time. So I think...
Where have you been, you stupid whore?
Oh, my God.
She told me to give one little push.
He's counting one more push.
My poor baby. No, baby, no.
It's okay. And one little push, and you were born. And you were the most beautiful baby in the whole world.
Why does he look like that? Why is he yellow? Normal?
Why is he
And that's what happened on the best day of my life.
Wow.
Wow. Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBM, Pink, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, this is flabbergasting information that Brian Bell actually uncovered this because he started binging Game of Thrones here. And he's moved really rapidly through these in season 5 right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I had that FOMO with everybody watching the Game of Thrones. A couple of my friends have been watching. They're like, I can't believe you're not watching. I'm like, all right, fine. I'm going to start watching it, and I challenge myself to catch up in time for the series finale.
Yes. And then the news came out about the product placement.
Yeah, so I've been powering through these episodes. So I haven't gotten to the one, but, you know, the big hubbub about the coffee cup in the episode.
Well, see, now that's a problem because they've digitally erased it now.
Oh, boy. So it might not even be there by the time I get to
it. No.
But everybody saw it, and it was, you know, all this free advertising for, like, Starbucks really got...
Yeah, they had, like, $11 million worth of advertising.
It was pretty crazy. So as I've been watching the episodes, I feel like there have been... This has happened before, but people weren't paying as close attention
really?
As they are now.
Oh.
So, like, everybody remember like the big red wedding that was in season 3.
Yeah, yeah.
I found this in season 3. Check
okay,
this
sure.
out.
We'll play this for you.
A Lannister always pays his debts, and you can become debt free with Quicken Loans.
The Lannisters wow. send their regards.
Didn't notice that before.
I think people were just paying so much attention to the action that was going on.
And any then, more? Did you find any more?
Yeah, even season 1. I mean, right,
get
from,
out.
Right from like Ned Stark.
Really?
Do you have any last words, Ned Stark?
Yes. I just saved 15% on my car insurance by switching to Geico.
Sir Illyn, bring me his head.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Don't tell me found even more.
Well, it's so like subtle, too.
They worked it in when there was so much going on. I feel like
you're
people
right. Very subtle.
People missed it. You know, I think... As you're getting more and more into it. So this was just from the recent season I was watching.
Oh, okay.
I am Daenerys Stormborn of House Targaryen, mother of dragons.
And I am Flo of House Progressive, giver of quotes and adjuster of claims.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
They've been fooling us all along.
And more. 105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
I told you. Flabbergasting, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen. The Sox are back within a half game of
Boy, 500 now. They're looking good. They blasted 3 home runs last night. The big one, Mitch Moreland's 3-run shot. They went on to beat the Orioles 8-5 in Baltimore. Marcus Walden got the winner relief. He's 5-0. Who? Marcus Walden.
Marcus Walden.
Never heard of him, but he's got more wins than anybody on the Red Sox staff. Chris Sale gets the series finale start tonight at Camden Yards. Must win for the Celtics tonight in Milwaukee. The Bucks and the Greek Freak leading the series 3-1. Tip time 8 o'clock. Could this be Kyrie Irving's last game in a Celtics uniform?
How are you feeling?
Oof, I'm not feeling good.
Nervous, very nervous, very nervous.
Go to WROR.com for a little more info. Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals set for tomorrow night between the Bruins and Carolina Hurricanes. Puck drops at 8 at the TD Garden. Charlie McAvoy suspended for a game for that high head hit the other night in Game 6. Mike Fiers, the Athletics, threw a second career no-hitter. The A's beat the Reds 2-0. That came early on in the season. Big high school baseball game tonight at Fraser Field in Lynn under the lights at 7 o'clock. My mighty, mighty Mustangs, coached by Michael Nestor, they're playing Lynn Classical, the alma mater of the Golden Greek, Harry Gannis. Sports brought to you by Sullivan Tire.
Thank you very much, Hank. Well, coming up just after 7 o'clock this morning on the morning show. You know, Mother's Day is this weekend.
Yep.
And the big question is, you know, you get all this advertising, get this for mom, get that for mom. But what do moms really want? I mean, seriously. Moms, You got to chime in and help us out.
I know what I want. I want it every year. Same thing every year.
Moms, do you get it every year?
Please.
Pretty much.
Give us a call. 617-931-1057.
Take care of it myself, though.
What do you want?
Oh, my God. No.
Really? Seriously?
When I tell you,
you
will understand.
Okay, 617-931-1057. Call your moms. Give us a call. We
want
to know, what do moms really want?
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So, you know, we always try to help you out around Mother's Day. We suggest things, you know, get mom for Mother's Day, flowers and chocolates and all that sort of thing. But we thought perhaps maybe we should ask the real people what they really want.
And, yeah, because what do you know?
Okay, no. Yeah, right. You know, you're precisely. You're right about it. I mean, we've all of us have had mothers, but you're the only one who is a mother.
You're a mother,
studio,
too, but in a different way.
Well, that's true. That's very true. So
that's mean.
So here's this little demonstration that we got.
Now, what moms really want for Mother's Day.
I would love a bottle of wine the size of my leg.
I want to go home and have one good night's sleep. That's it.
How about a thank you every once in a while? You know, two words.
Fat burning cake. How does this not exist?
And sleeping pills for toddlers. Come on, oh FDA. It's a no-brainer.
How about cleaning the house?
And some peace and quiet.
I would like Gwyneth Paltrow to get I'm Better Than You tattooed on her forehead. It's the obvious next step, no?
Oh, hell yeah.
How about a foot rub that lasts more than a minute and a half? Why even offer?
I want the Victoria's Secret models to all gain 75 pounds.
This is what moms really want for Mother's Day.
Okay, we can all relate to that. Hang on, we got Sharon is online. So, Sharon, what do you really want for Mother's Day?
I just want to come home, have dinner made, dishes done, then my darling husband give me a glass of wine and say, you know, your bath will be ready in a moment with a massage to follow.
Pam, is this you?
Okay, well, thank you, Sharon.
Okay. That's good.
That's good.
Lovely. Yes, Let me know if it happens.
I hope it does.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Okay, Alexander, what do you want to?
I would really love somebody to come in and clean my house so I don't have to do it.
It's great. That's perfect Mother's Day.
It'd be nice. It'll never happen.
Hank will be over in 10 minutes.
Do you have any Bounty in 409?
I have all sorts of cleaning products. I just don't want to use it.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great, okay. That is a great gift.
Question.
Yes.
Buying you a robot vacuum doesn't count, right?
No, I had one of those and I didn't really care for it.
Yep, you have to have a human.
I think it counts.
No,
I get
it doesn't count.
I get it.
No, I mean, I typically like practical gifts, but that would just kind of tick me off.
Yeah, I get it.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Thanks for calling. So appliances don't count on Mother's Day, huh?
No, they don't count on Mother's Day. The thing is that, you know, I mean, what I want for Mother's Day, I want it every year, and I get it every year because I basically take care of it myself. No, that's not true, but a day-long buzz.
Wow.
See,
what?
I'm not even kidding.
Seriously.
You start, like, because Dave usually makes me breakfast with, like, mimosas and stuff like that.
Yeah, well,
super nice.
You can't drink all day if you don't start early.
In the morning.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mimosa obviously isn't strong enough.
So you just start off like that, and then, like, maybe my sister or my mom will come over, and then we'll have some wine. And then basically a day-long buzz is great because you don't really notice that the house is not clean and that you
do
all those things. You just are a little, like...
You must be really good at it because it's not just like pounding drinks. You're maintaining just
happy. The key is that you have to pace yourself and you can't, you know, and it's never irresponsible. It's just a very calm and nice day
Tranquil.
That involves me not cooking at all. It involves me ordering Dave around, Lucy around, Chinese food, and another mimosa.
Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s. And more. 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephes is attending Sunday worship service when Pastor Fazul asks the congregation if there's anyone who'd like to have a special prayer. And Ephes says,
Pastor Fazul, I'd like you to pray for my hearing.
Well, I can do that for you, Ephes. Step right over here, lad.
At that point, Pastor Fazul grabs Ephes by his ears, begins shaking his head and prays. And after the prayer is over, we hear...
How's your hearing now, Ephes?
Well, I don't know, Pastor Fazul. My hearing don't come up till next Thursday.
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man Fred Man. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Good morning and welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. And we are here to save you money this morning.
No, we're not.
Okay, so this all came up, and we have a difference of opinion on this, clearly, because this came out in, I think it was USA Today or something.
Yeah, USA Today reported that this new study out that the average American spends almost $18,000 a year on non-essentials. But my point is non-essential is in the eye of the beholder, because their breakdown of the typical American non-essentials are super essential to me. And I think I am not alone here.
You know, you're probably right. It is all in the eye of the beholder, but I think it has a lot to do with, like, willpower.
Yeah, discipline.
Well,
that's
no,
a problem.
I mean, yeah. Like,
discipline.
Listen, we're only here once.
Right.
Eat the cake. You know, go to the restaurant.
Know.
So, you know.
We're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, one of the things you spend a month on restaurant meals, $209. That's not nearly as much as
I think that this was a national survey. I got a feeling it's much higher here.
Yeah, I absolutely think it's much higher here. Yeah. But let's just pretend that we live in the middle.
Okay.
Does that factor in, like, you know, going to the pizza place?
Yes,
no,
it does.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Restaurant meals, $209. Drinks. Now, there's a picture of a coffee cup here. But I feel like there should be a lot more things.
Well,
$189 a month.
That's a Saturday afternoon for you.
No, it's not Saturday.
Well, drinks include
was last Saturday.
Okay. but drinks includes bottled water.
Yeah, coffee.
You know, coffee takeout,
you know,
coffee. Adult beverages,
yeah,
and all of those things.
Okay. Takeout and delivery. I feel like that's a pizza.
There we go.
Place.
There's your
all
pizza.
Right,
$178.
Yeah, well, that's.
Yeah.
So basically,
that's about right.
You got $400 in food from restaurants to takeout.
The problem is. I don't know if you've discovered this.
Buying lunch, $174.
Yeah, see,
so
I skipped that. I skipped lunch. But I found out that you have to feed kids and you have to eat, like,
three times
multiple times a day.
True, yeah.
And by the end of the week, I don't want to make the food. I want to go out and have someone make me the food.
So for you, these are essential.
But see, that's a wanta thing.
Not by Friday, I'm not making dinner.
But it's still a wanta.
No, we have to eat.
But no, we're talking essential.
But he's saying, you know.
He's saying have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, you have to eat, but do you have to go to a restaurant?
You don't.
He has something called, like, willpower, and he likes to not, you know, enjoy every moment.
No, because I squander money, too. You know?
I know that moat alone at your house was very expensive.
Yeah.
Are you guys ride shares? $96 a month.
You can ask Hank about that. That's child's play with it.
Yeah. This is exactly what I'm talking about. This is an essential item. Personal grooming. That's, like, essential, everybody. And it's $94 a month. If you color your hair, it's a lot more.
Well, see, that's not essential.
Oh, yeah,
no,
it is.
You know, you could go with your real hair color. But that's not going to happen, right?
You looking at me?
No,
it's not going to happen.
No, I was just looking around the room.
I was looking at Brian.
It is not going to happen.
What about Madison Reed? Do it yourself.
Yeah. No way. Plus, I love my hairdresser. She's so beautiful. Subscription boxes. I don't know what that means.
Like Redbox or Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, okay. $94 a month. Yeah, that's it. And that's essential to my life and my job.
It is. That is a job
that's
essential.
My job
for you.
Essential.
As is
writing
cable,
it
off. Which is next on the list. Okay.
Cable, $91 a month. I don't know who pays $91.
Yeah, text me
month.
If you can get it for $91 a month.
Yeah, right, really.
Online shopping and impulse purchases, about $200 a month. Brian Bell exceeds that.
I do not. I have gotten much better.
By Tuesday, you would have gotten
much better. It all adds up to about $18,000 a year, which I say, I mean, obviously, if it's a lot of money.
Okay.
But you have to live.
You come down and say, okay, I'm just going to cut out one of these things.
What are you personal grooming for you, right?
Yeah, I got that out a long time ago. I'm saving a fortune. First of all, I don't need a comb.
You're actually ahead of the game.
I think coffee would probably be the easiest thing to save on.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because they're $3-4, and if you like, my wife loves to make her own coffee, and she just makes it home, and she takes it with her on the way to work instead of buying it. So, and it's pennies.
That's why
that's
like I stop at Cumbie's and get 99-cent coffee.
Yeah,
it's
right.
So much better.
Yeah.
Ride shares. I could definitely do the ride share thing.
Okay.
So it's like, I mean, if I'm going out, it's to a restaurant, and I'll just drive there.
My version of ride sharing is taking multiple kids to, like, baseball.
That's right. See, with your drinking.
You should start charging.
Yeah, maybe.
LBF, you should be taking ride sharing.
I don't do that.
See, that becomes an essential.
No, not really. I have Dave.
Oh,
he's my
I forgot about that.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wiley Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, are you ready? Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air right here at WROR. Well, have you assembled your questions?
I have assembled questions. I'm at the ready.
Are you feeling good about this game?
I feel good about every game, Lorne.
Okay. Let's find out if our player is feeling good about the game. Our player is a police officer from Auburn, Massachusetts, named Jonathan O'Brien. We'll begin by saying good morning, Jonathan. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
OB, what's up?
You have the right to answer 10 questions in 60 seconds. You have the right to pass on questions you don't know.
Should you choose to pass?
I wouldn't recommend remaining silent.
That's right. Do not remain silent, because that's going to be a problem.
Just so you know, she hasn't been drinking, officer.
Well, you may find that surprising.
Hey, okay. I want to just say, I don't drink nearly as much as you two think I do. But you make me want to. Continue.
Okay. Now, so, Jonathan, you know how this game works. You got 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all right, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
How many sides does a triangle have?
3.
True or false? White cows make white milk and brown cows make chocolate milk.
False.
What comedian is the star of the movie Trainwreck?
Amy Schumer.
Starbucks just got a lot of free advertisement because of a coffee cup that was accidentally featured on this show.
Game of Thrones.
John Paul Jones was a bassist and keyboardist for what rock band?
Keyboardist John Paul Jones. Pass.
What kind of animal is Harry Potter's pet Hedwig?
Pass.
What time of day is 0 hour in the Elton John song Rocket Man?
0 hour. Pass.
What vitamin is milk fortified with in the United States to combat rickets?
Calcium.
In what city did Anne Frank write her diary?
Amsterdam.
How many tablespoons are in a cup?
4.
John Paul Jones was a bassist and keyboardist for what rock band?
Time has expired. Listen, I got you down for 5 correct. We got passed on, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you had 2 wrong. I'm sorry,
Tough quiz today.
Let's run through it. I thought it was a little tough, too. I think she's being difficult. I think she's got something against cops.
Oh my God. My grandfather was a police officer, just so you know.
Okay. So, review, if you would, please.
John Paul Jones was a bassist and keyboardist for Led Zeppelin. By the way, I just want to backtrack. I'm super proud that you got the true or false answer question right. Because apparently, a lot of people think that. All right, the kind
of
animal
they put milk in their coffee every
Harry
day.
Harry Potter's pet Hedwig is an owl. What time of day is 0 hour in the Elton John song Rocket Man? 0 hour, 9 a.m.
Got to think about the lyrics on that one. 0 hour, 9 a.m.
And the two you got wrong. The vitamin milk is fortified with in the United States to combat rickets is vitamin D, which you should take if you need
the sunshine vitamin.
Yeah. And then there are 16 tablespoons in a cup. I had no idea about that. Had to look it up. But four was a good guess.
We have a good consolation prize for you. I think you're going to enjoy this a great deal. A pair of tickets to see ZZ Top with Cheap Trick Together. Great concert. September the 18th, Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. Tickets are on sale LiveNation.com right now. As a matter of fact, but you already have your tickets. So, see, it's all is good. So have a great day, and thanks for playing the game.
Thank you. You guys are great.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
You too.
Anybody want to play the game? Come on, come on. Yeah, you're really mouthy when somebody else is playing and the pressure's on. Let's see if you can do this, okay?
It's hard to think that quickly. I mean, you know,
it is hard. It's very difficult. So log on to WRR.com, fill out an application, and you could be playing and winning next right here at WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, we do have horse racing news for you this morning because of there's a lot of interest in this whole thing because of the outcome of the Kentucky Derby and all that sort of thing. So now we know that Maxim's, we found out like over the weekend, that Maxim Security, the horse that was disqualified from the Kentucky Derby, will not be running in the Preakness. And so then yesterday...
Is that like as a protest or because...
I think so.
Or, okay.
Because they, you know, because the guy who owned Maxim Security, he asked for an appeal on the ruling.
Yeah.
You know, and understandable. The horse lost, you know, God knows how many millions this cost the horse.
Well, he doesn't have a shot at the Triple Crown.
He can't run the Triple Crown, see. So then the horse that's declared the winner, which was Country House, yesterday they announced Country House is not going to be running in the Preakness either. You think, why is that? And they said it's because the horse has a upper respiratory tract infection. I believe that's the terminology
all that
they
mud.
Used.
Had a cough, yeah, right. Didn't have a temperature,
that's
but...
Right.
They thought
I would have sent
horse,
him to school.
They said, maybe it's just a misunderstanding. Maybe the veterinarian said, well, he's a little horse.
Right.
And they said, well, we know he is.
He's a big horse.
It's a big horse, yeah.
I think that Maximum Security should be running this race. It's kind of pride goeth before whatever.
Yeah, I understand.
Roses.
Okay.
Because, you know, just because he can't win the Triple Crown doesn't mean that he's not... going to win, and
because
counts.
He had never been,
and
he's never lost a race. Maximum Security has never lost a race.
But you jeopardize his stud fees because
exactly.
If he gets hurt out on the track and they can't put him out to stud, that's where all the money comes.
So all the money comes.
Is it over for Maximum Security?
Well, he will race this year and then probably go out to stud, right, Hank?
Right. They may let him run one more time, but they don't want to push him now that he doesn't have a chance at the Triple Crown.
But still, you know, for stud fees, the horse is really. Technically, never lost a race.
Right,
although
5-0,
technically disqualified.
But I'm a conspiracy theorist. Yep. You get all these crazy things happening in horse racing. So you have the respiratory illness, and you had Omaha Beach, who was the favorite for the
original
derby,
favorite, yeah.
Scratched because of like an epiglottis problem,
the
which
old
is
epiglottis yeah.
breathing
yeah.
problem. And then you've got those 22 unanswered horse deaths out in Santa Monica in the last 4.5 months. Something is going on in the horse racing industry. I don't know what it is.
So you think that you're the great horse whisperer?
Well, there was just a show, might have been on the History Channel, about the horse murderer. A guy that was going around to different stables around the country and was murdering, like, show horses.
Well, that's a horse
weird.
Of a different color.
That's a horse of completely different color.
It makes you think, like, wow, is something going on? They can't put their finger on it.
Well, that's weird. That's weird. But I'm interested. I mean, if there's, like, a CSI episode involved with horse racing, I'm involved.
Okay.
You got to think Bourbon War. He's our local horse.
Okay. That's right. Hank's got a buddy.
Mark Sullivan's part of the ownership group.
He's a horse that's going to run in the Preakness.
Right. So now you get those two great horses that are out. That's better for Bourbon War.
And then the next time we have Mikey the Plumber on, we're going to have him explain the origin of the term, pee like a racehorse. I mean, all of this a startling information.
Cannot wait.
Coming
put
up right
on
here
calendar.
On the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Okay. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Wouldn't this be a beautiful day to take a nice walk around Jamaica Pond? Oh, yes. You ever do that? Take a walk around Jamaica
Pond?
An invitation? Oh, it's beautiful.
That's beautiful. Gorgeous place.
Are we going to hold hands?
Okay, yeah, we can hold hands and everything. As a matter of fact, there's an organization that's doing a walk around Jamaica Pond, and it's coming up a week from Sunday, the 19th. It's called the organization is called Friendship Works, and this is really great because believe it or not, there's an epidemic in the elderly of loneliness, which can actually turn deadly. You know how you take care of your grammy and your grampy and all that sort of thing, but some grammys and grampies don't have anybody to take care of. So if you could please help, we'd appreciate it. Simply log on to FW4elders.org and get all the information. Cool. Get out there and walk for the folks, okay? See, the temperature in Boston is up to 56 degrees now. We're going to have a nice sunshiny day all day today. And tomorrow morning, we have a rather unusual thing that we got coming up on the show.
Are we going to talk about that right here?
Well, there's a new new trend.
What you just talked about, this is really an interesting segue. Go ahead.
You think we should...
No, go ahead.
No, you're probably right. We should probably... We should probably not mention it right here. It does have to do with friendship. The best thing I can tell you is you should definitely tune in tomorrow morning on this program. Okay? Definitely tune in tomorrow
morning. You'll be touched by it.
Yes, you will. Okay. Let me see what else we
got. It's my fault. I just clicked on Jezebel.
You shouldn't be going on those websites.
I know. My browser history is...
I've learned a lot of things from you.
Okay. It's been an amazing morning, as a matter of fact.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.